Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington coming up at 9:45. Give you a chance to win some great prizes. We have tickets to go see Marlon Wayans in concert at MGM National Harbor. Sure, that'll be fun. That's coming up Saturday, October 15th. And we also have a $100 gift card to Capital Crab, which will come in handy.
Cakes, are you going to the Terps game this Saturday?
I am not going to the game Saturday.
Here's the thing about the game Saturday.
Yeah.
And this, you know, obviously all the games up and down the East Coast are kind of affected by it, but I'm not sure what time it's supposed to start raining, but it's going to start raining pretty heavy Saturday night, maybe even Saturday afternoon, but certainly into Sunday.
Okay.
So
Terps game kicks at 3:30.
And 3:30.
We're favored by a touchdown or more?
6.5, I believe, is the number.
Yeah, it's about that.
Wow.
I think I saw 8, but maybe it's dropped a little bit. Michigan State.
And so people aren't going to give us credit. So if we beat Michigan State, people are just still just going to joan on Maryland.
No, you get credit. No.
It's a solid win.
Michigan State's not as good as they were last year.
You take that. If they beat,
I know. I think if you beat Michigan State, or I don't care if they're having a down year.
Conference wins a conference win.
You improved to 4-1.
Yeah.
You'll take that all day.
I can just already see it, though. People just not giving you credit for it.
No, I'd give them credit.
Right. I was impressed by the Michigan game. Moral victory, I understand, but it was...
I believe in
moral
victories.
I mean, first of all, they lost by a touchdown. They gave up a touchdown in the first 10 seconds because the guy tried to catch a kickoff with his helmet.
I saw it.
Yep. And hey. But they had the ball down 8. They had a chance to get down
all
there.
All these tough guys that aren't into moral victories.
Natalia threw a pick.
I'm into moral victories. Believe me, as a Commanders fan, you got
to
be.
You don't have to talk about it as moral. You can say stepping stone. Yeah. Stepping stone. All right, joining us right now is a former college coach. Now he's an analyst for CBS Sports Network. We can ask him if he believes in moral victories. He joins us on the BetQL Guest Hotline. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. It's Houston Nutt.
Coach.
What's up, Coach?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Coach, we haven't talked to you in a while. How you been? It's good to talk to you, man.
Been doing good. Doing good.
Hey, where do you make your home?
McKinney, Texas.
Oh, you're down in Texas.
A little bit north of Dallas.
Gotcha.
North of Dallas. Our twins live here, so I got a direct flight to New York, and my mom's in Little Rock, and I can get them other two children pretty. It's just kind of centrally located.
So since you're down there in Texas, I'm interested when you kind of just, you know, the local media down there and maybe fans that you talk to, are they, how are they feeling about Jimbo Fisher right now?
I live right next door. I live right next door to the Texas A&M Aggies, and I play some golf with some Aggies. So they're feeling real good on signing date. I can kind of give you week by week. They wasn't feeling real good after Appy State.
Right.
And now they're feeling real good versus Arkansas, and they should be because they're very fortunate. So to answer your question, they're feeling pretty good, but they want to see a whole lot more.
Yeah, it's a week to week kind of reaction based on how they play. Offensively, they've been dreadful. Defensively, they're winning games.
That's right. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, you said it right. Week by week.
Hey, before you jumped on, a couple of us went to Maryland, and a third has a couple of kids at the University of Maryland, and they hung in there with Michigan, played really well, and we were saying it was kind of a moral victory. When you were coaching, did you believe in moral victories?
You know what? I wasn't real big on moral victories, but here's what I was big on. If you played your guts out, and after we watched the film and mm-hmm. and I see effort and guys laying it on the line, you know what? I can live with that.
Right.
And so I say, you know what? We got in that room the next day. I watched the film, and I noticed some of y'all still have your head down. Good. Because I didn't sleep good either. And I'd be disappointed if you didn't feel bad. But here's what I see. Hey, guys, you played hard. Mm-hmm. You played hard. We're going to correct some mistakes like taking care of the ball and understand your assignment and keep getting better. We got a real chance. You know, we could build off that. As long as I knew they're giving effort and try to play hard and try to, you know, play together, I could live off that if you want to call that a moral victory. But, we want to win. We want to win for sure. But there's some things sometimes a loss can help you with.
Coach Nutt, your last coaching stop was at Ole Miss, and they've got a big one this weekend. They're ranked 14th, but they welcome in Kentucky, who's ranked 7th. Like, when you coached at Ole Miss, could you recall a Kentucky team being even ranked, let alone in the top 10 and being higher ranked than your Ole Miss squad when they came to Oxford?
Never.
Yeah.
Never. I mean, and again, we played some good teams. When I was at Arkansas, I had Tim Couch. They had Mike Leach's OC. They had Hal Mummy. I mean, we beat them in Little Rock, and I'm going to tell you, it was a barn burner now. And then Jared Lorenzen?
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Jared, he was so fun to watch. He was about 275 pounds. We went to 7 overtimes, the longest game. Well, to me, it was real overtime back in those days.
Mm-hmm.
And that was an unbelievable game. But to answer your question, no. And I got so much respect for Coach Stoops.
Mm-hmm.
I love his blueprint of his team. They're tough. They're physical. Hard-nosed. Will Levis and the gang. They're fun to watch. So this is one of the games I can't wait to see because, you know, Ole Miss can move the ball, or they have been. But I'm anxious to see, can they handle Kentucky's toughness and how they play on both sides?
Mm-hmm. Coach, I heard you talking to Neuheisel about this, and when you were coaching, I kind of just wanted to get your feel on just what was the toughest loss that you took as a head coach, because we were talking about the Auburn-Missouri game and how Eli Drinkwitz, the coach of Missouri, how he can even fathom losing the way they lost against Auburn after missing the field goal, the chip shot in regulation, and then the kid fumbles in the end zone going in for the win. How can you get over something like that as a coach, or do you?
I tell you what, they to this day, I wake up probably ever so often, and it's in Knoxville in '98, where we outplayed Phil Fulmer's bunch for 58 minutes, and we lose the ball, and they go on to win a national title, and our team was really, I think, right there with them, and we should have beat them. And then the one you go fast forward to 2007, we're out playing Urban Meyer's bunch. I got Darren McFadden. I got Felix Jones, Marcus Monk. I got a good group on defense. And, man, we got the Gators. We got them. We fumble a punt in the end zone. They recovered. And we're ahead. I mean, those two games keep you up at night. So it's hard to get over. You always remember those ones. But the Missouri game. I don't think I've ever seen one like that now. There's about 7 to 8 different ways Missouri could have won, and there's 7 or 8 different ways where they gift-wrapped it and gave it to Auburn.
Yeah.
And from jumping off sides in the overtime, they missed. They shanked the field goal.
Correct.
Offside.
Yep.
What? And so then they make that 3. Okay, well, Missouri gets the ball and goes down the field all the way to the 1, and what? You reach out and you lose control of the ball. They recover the ball in the end zone, and Auburn escapes. I just, for the life of me, and we can keep going of how many other different things that happened in that game. It's just that's got to hurt.
I couldn't even imagine as a coach having to deal with something like that, because I'm a betting guy, and I know as a better a gambler, it really hurts. But, you know, if it was my program and I'm trying to keep my job and convince kids to come to my program to build on it, man, that's tough.
That's really tough.
Yep. Hey, Clemson, NC State, coach. Clemson, NC State, coach. What are you thinking about this matchup? Clemson kind of got over that first hurdle last week against Wake Forest. They finally got that performance from DJU. With the 5 touchdowns and no picks, he was awesome. So was Hartman. But This is a team, NC State, that beat them last year, and if they can get by NC State, you know, the rest of the schedule kind of shapes up for Clemson to run the table and possibly win the ACC. What do you think about this matchup, NC State Clemson, 7:30 on Saturday night?
Can't wait. Can't wait to watch this one, and you're exactly right. I really thought Clemson, well, they executed well, looked good, and I'm just a big believer in Dabo Sweeney, but saying that, you know, this North Carolina State team is a tough team. I mean, they play physical, they're hard-nosed, and the game is at Clemson, though, right?
Correct.
I think that's going to be the edge, and especially what happened last year, I would lean to Clemson, but again, you know, my brothers, they coach basketball. One's at the University of Missouri, and one's the head coach at Wichita Baptist. And I always tell them, we play, get together and play golf. You basketball guys, your ball just bounces straight up and down. Uh-huh. But football, our football game bounces crazy. And this is the thing about it. It's why it's the greatest game in the world. Boy, you just don't ever know.
Yep, you're right.
Joined by Houston Nutt, college football analyst for CBS Sports Network on the BetQL guest hotline. So you were at Arkansas from 98 to 2007. They've got a huge one this weekend. They welcome in number 2 Alabama, national TV game on CBS. What is that crowd going to be like at Razorback Stadium as the Crimson Tide come to town? And they've got a brutal month in front of them. Alabama visits and then 3 straight roadies for the Razorbacks at Mississippi State. Then they have to fly west to take on BYU and then right back at Auburn after a bye week. So that is a rough stretch for Arkansas upcoming.
Brutal, brutal stretch right there. Getting back that Arkansas-Alabama game, it will be rocking. In Reynolds Razorback Stadium, it will be rocking. Arkansas coming off a tough, tough loss.
That was brutal.
So many ways.
Brutal, yeah.
I mean, 14 to nothing, fixing to be 21-7 if they take care of the ball, and it's over. And so that's another tough Sunday locker room meeting to get your head back up. And now you're playing the Giant. But here's the thing. Alabama, little bit different to me this year. I mean, they've had greatness because of Bryce Young. We get that. And Heisman, man, I love watching him. He escapes there to beat Texas on the third down and all that. I get all that. But I don't see a Julio Jones. I don't see a Devontae Smith. I don't see a Waddle out there. You know, one of those big-time difference makers. And DeCorey Brooks is good, all that. I get that. But I just see a little bit different as far as offensive line and everything. Not as completely dominant. I think Arkansas will play extremely hard. I think Coach Pittman will have his guys ready to go. And I think it's going to be closer to what everybody thinks now.
Well, remember last year they only lost by 7 in Tuscaloosa.
That's right. That's right.
Yep.
This offensive line that Sam put together is really good. And if they'll lean on this group with Rocket Sanders and then KJ. KJ, just take care of the ball. I don't know what he was doing on that. I don't know, what is it, 6-yard line or 4-yard line or something? Well, he's on the 3-yard line, but he was in the shotgun, and he tries to dive, and he loses the ball.
Right.
He extends the ball. And that really was – they took that ball. I'm sure you saw. They took the ball and took it all the way back, a scoop and score and a handoff when it's getting ready to get tackled. That was an unbelievable play. But it changed. That's a 13-point swing. So, you know, it's things like that. It's little things like that that you take care of the ball. You do. I just think, and you said it, they played with him last year. So they're not going to be intimidated by him. And that home crowd's going to help.
Yeah. All right, real quick. Terps are playing Michigan State. They just come off that loss in Ann Arbor, lose by 7. They had the ball down 8, I believe. Antalya forced one in and threw into double coverage. It was picked off, and Michigan went down and scored. But they only lose by 7 up there. That was a homecoming game, I think, for Michigan. Now they get Michigan State at home, Purdue at home. Purdue's having some issues at quarterback because O'Connell's banged up. And then they get Indiana and Northwestern. They've got 4 winnable games in a row before they go up to Wisconsin. But the Terps are just, you know, they've got some offense. They've got some receivers. Even though they can't, a lot of those guys can't stay healthy. Jarrett's hurt again, but they've got 4 winnable games in a row here for Coach Loxley.
They really do. And I think it's important, too. The first 5 minutes
if the Terps can get on the board and execute, play really sound the first 5 minutes and get Michigan State down, it could be a long day for Michigan State. I see, you know, when you get beat down like they got beat down in some areas, I feel like you could jump on this group. And here we go again. It's that mindset of uh-oh. And so I kind of like Maryland right here.
Yep. Gotcha. Coach, always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. Have a great week. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the games. And watch out for that hurricane coming up the coast, Coach.
Oh, I know it. Got to be careful. Okay.
Stay safe. Right. Thank you, Coach.
Talk appreciate you soon.
It. All right, Coach.
Bye-bye.
Coach, you're a nut.
What a folksy guy, huh?
I love him. I love talking to him.
Yeah. All right, guys. Stop worrying about those pesky plumbing problems and call the 5-star plumbing experts at Crop Metcalf. From water heaters and garbage disposals to sump pumps and main water lines and everything in between, a Crop Metcalf 5-star technician can handle any and all of your plumbing needs. Call Crop Metcalf today at 1-800-GO-CROP to save $50 off your next plumbing service. That's 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com now to schedule. Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star technician and proud partner of the Washington Nationals.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.